Hey, it's Don the Idea Guy, back with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your exclusive audio track for all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 260, and the title is Yesterday, Today, Tomorrow. The sticky note reads, "Yesterday you were the student, today you are the teacher, tomorrow the student again." Here's the story behind the sticky. You know more today than you knew yesterday, and you'll be ready to learn more tomorrow. There is a cycle that rotates between student and teacher. Back in 1890, there weren't that many ways to learn surgery, and William Stuart Halsted of Johns Hopkins Hospital instituted a process by which senior surgeons would teach students who would in turn teach the next batch of students, and so on and so on, each new group becoming educated in a technique and then passing that knowledge on to the next group of students. The process was described as see one, do one, teach one, and it was the only alternative to the existing ways of becoming a surgeon, self-discovery and experimentation, or reading about it in journals and textbooks. Or a fortunate few may have been able to apprentice themselves directly to a surgeon. See one, do one, teach one. It allowed knowledge to travel further, faster, from one surgeon to the next, and to the next, and to the next. Surgical knowledge and technique could be relayed across the city, state, and country. Wherever a new surgeon might relocate, they could take that information and they could share that knowledge. They could trade that knowledge with other surgeons to gain new knowledge for themselves, which they could then teach that to the next surgeon and to the next. Online courses, YouTube videos, and self-published books are generated by thousands of people, many without any formal training on a subject, all teaching the next group of students how to do anything from camping to computer programming to game creation to playing a musical instrument to social media marketing, simply because they've spent years seeing and doing, and now it's time to do some teaching. I'm a graphic designer who started a career at the dawn of desktop publishing. There were no classes on how to use Aldus PageMaker and Freehand and CorelDRAW when I was in art school. But those programs were coming to the forefront and being used more and more when I started my first design job. Art school sent me out with training and a degree in techniques that would be smashed to smithereens within months of graduation because of this new technology. Graphic artists from my point in time, sounds so long ago, taught themselves how to use desktop publishing tools, and we traded techniques all amongst ourselves. We showed others how to do things in our field, and they showed us how to do the things they learned, and we were all eager to learn this new technology, this new process. The same thing happened with the launch of social media as a marketing and advertising tool. There were no classes that taught people how to effectively use Twitter when it was launched, but I remember being captivated by the new way this tool allowed people to communicate. And I made it my mission to become the local expert on all things Twitter-related. I put those ideas into practice, made adjustments where needed, and experimented all the time. Soon, I was being invited to speak at events and to groups of business people where I could teach one to an audience of people eager to learn one and begin doing. What knowledge have you collected that could be passed on to more people through this mechanism? What process or skill have you witnessed and executed enough times that you're prepared to share the insights you've gained with the next group of willing and able students? They're waiting for you. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily email that includes a copy of that day's sticky note, the one that's drawn by hand and drawn by me using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. Your email will also include a link to the exclusive audio track, where I get to dive in a little deeper on some of the concepts and ideas I'm scribbling on those stickies. It gives me a chance to give you the story behind the sticky, like the one you heard in today's episode. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.